out for Dwayne Martin and Tisha Campbell Martin, y'all. Yeah.
What's up, y'all?
Tisha.
Hey.
Tisha.
What's up, Rick?
What up, Dwayne?
I'm chilling, man. How you doing, brother?
Man, congratulations, man. As a matter of fact, I saw the advertisement for the Real Husbands of Hollywood airs tonight at 10 p.m. on BET because I was watching Crooklyn last night, which is one of my favorite films, whatever. But I saw the advertisement, so I'm going to make sure I'll be watching tonight. Y'all give it up one more time, man. These folks right here don't need no intro. Uh-huh. Show your love one more time. Dwayne Martin and Tisha Campbell Martin.
Yeah! Yeah!
Now, Tisha, I have to tell you, I was watching, one of the cable channels, and I had so forgotten, and it's so funny you're playing that, how much in love I was with School Days, and it just brought back so many memories. Do you ever get chills when you watch that movie?
Chills? No. I just watch it like, wow, that was a long time ago.
And what was the other sitcom you were on a long, long time? Was it Little Darlings or something like, what was the show?
Rags to Riches.
Rags to Riches.
That was my joint.
That was great.
Oh, that was y'all that watched that. That was you two.
We kept y'all on the medicinal weeks. That was us.
Only people in the world. Nobody.
Well, we can relate to School Days because we attended HBCUs, right. Tuskegee and Alabama State.
All day long. So how many people come up to you and think that Real Husbands is real and that you actually talk to your husband like that?
No, I do not talk to my husband like that at all. But people really do think that it's real, and people think that I don't get along with Kevin. And Kevin, he is such a sweetheart. He's funny, but he is humble and kind, and he's a gem.
And we got to give Dwayne Martin a big shout out because in the BET Hip Hop Awards cipher, a lot of people were like,
"Bananas!"
Hey, yo, he had a couple bars.
What?
Yes.
He had some choice.
Dwayne, I didn't know you was doing it like that, Dwayne.
Hey, man. Hey, Ricky, it was the truth, man. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I'm not going to rap. I'm going to rap about something that's in my character that makes sense. I'm not. Because the day before they gave us all the CD, they were like, yo, you guys come to work tomorrow at 16. And we were like, what? They were like, yeah, we're going to do a cipher tomorrow. So when we were doing it, no one knew what anybody was going to say. So that's why we was cracking up. It was fun because nobody knew what angle. Nobody knew Nick was going to come at us like that. So it was just kind of like a fun thing to do.
So let me, how is it like working with your spouse, you know, having your wife on, you know, you leave home. Do y'all ride to work together?
No.
Hey, yeah, no. Wait a minute, Tisha. Wait a minute.
Don't act all brand new. Everybody's saving gas.
Ricky.
Huh?
Ricky, first of all, man, I'm a big fan, brother. You know, your show, you decided not to have a wife on the show.
Tisha got to get a check, too. Tisha, don't you need a check, girl?
You know what? We've always agreed to not do a show together. We had separate careers because we wanted to stay married. So this right here is not the same. This is like, you know, she comes and she plays with the fellas and it's cool, you know, she's in and out, whatever. So, you know, we're like, at some point we're going to go, you know what, we need to do a show together and get out of denial because we have great chemistry because, you know.
We've known each other for 24 years.
That's my peach.
And married 17. and you guys, I mean, you guys and the Smiths appear to be the flagship marriages that everybody kind of looks up to when you're like, hey, it can happen. People can go for a long time. At the end of the day, what's the secret? Is it that you guys both work so much that you're not in each other's faces so much?
No. I think it's a lot of things. It's a lot of laughter. It's a lot of understanding. It's a lot of, you know, letting the person be who they are. We always have, like, very positive people around us. That's really important. People who are opinion leaders, people who hold us accountable for, you know, our own actions and the actions of our community. Like, we really, really take that seriously. So, you know, it's the people we hang around. It's us. I think, look,
it's the number one thing is it's like she's first to her, I'm first to me. So right. I want her to be who she is, be great, and then just we keep stretching each other. Like there's no jealousy, there's none of that going on. We get asked that question a lot, but it's like, you know, you have to be first because if I'm asking you to support me and you're out of gas, that's going to be a disaster. Like,
right.
You got to have a full tank.
Yeah,
and
so
I got to
like
have a full tank.
When we got married, that was one of the rules. Like, we sat down. When we were thinking about having kids, we sat down and we talked about it. He was like, okay, you're first, then us, then together we raise the kids. And
right.
I was like,
that's smart.
Don't the kids come first? Once the kids come, he was like, no. I was like, oh, I'm a black woman. That doesn't go over too well with me.
And okay.
He's like, no,
look, when you, hey, look, when you're on the plane and it's going down, they say you take oxygen, then you give the kid oxygen, right?
Got to take care of yourself first to help them before you can help them.
Yeah. They ain't going to save you.
Now, when you have two kids, you got to make a decision which one you're going to come
right.
up first.
And then you have to put your relationship, like it's me and him, second. So, you know, at the end of the day, once they're 18, who am I going to be stuck with? Him. So I have to make sure that relationship
oh, you're gonna be
is
stuck?
Cultivated.
You're going to be stuck like you in an elevator or something. Like,
all right, hey, we don't want to cause no drama. I just want to say, man, I am so proud of y'all. Congratulations on everything. And Tisha, you know I'm a big fan. And you know I love you to death. Yes, sir. Dwayne, love you too, man. I'm just really happy for y'all, man. And I want everybody that's listening right now to make sure you watch The Real Husbands of Hollywood. It airs tonight at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern time on BET.
Yeah.
Show your love. They got a
Where's
girl.
That Gary? I haven't
I'm trying to talk to you, girl.
Gary?
You've been talking the whole time. Hey, girl.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Tisha. Tell your mama hi.